This call is being recorded.
All right, welcome to Cabazon Water District Finance Audit Committee meeting for, November 18th at 5 o'clock. Oh, and 2025, sorry. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Paul.
Here.
That HVAC is so loud.
Can you hear?
Not really.
I'm trying to be loud. All right, so under the financials tab, up first we have the balance sheet as of October 31st, 2025. On line five, we have the total cash and investments. And that total balance was at a little over $2.6 million at the month end. Down on line 36, we have the total liabilities, which was at $374,000 at the month end. Any questions on this page?
No.
Thank you. Move on to budget to actual. So first we're going to go over the revenues. Year to date is at 33% of the year since we're 4 months into the fiscal year. And I'm just going to point out a few that are way over or way under where we're at in the year. First I'm going to go to line 7, which is basic facilities fees, which is at 110% of the year. We budgeted for a few 5/8 and a few 3/4 inch meters. And I just found out today that this amount that it's showing for the current year today is actually for receivable for that, for new services and upgrades. It's not for amounts that we've actually received yet, but it's for amounts that we've billed for. So I just found that out today because I was like, wow, we got 36,000 this month. And then I was looking it up, I'm like, no, we billed for 36,000 because we had three new services this month that we sent out bills for, but we haven't received all that money yet. So, and that's the same thing with the base rate and commodity sales. That's for amounts that we have billed customers for, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they paid us for it yet. But we will receive it eventually. We just might have not gotten it yet.
Earned but not received.
Yes. And I don't know, right now we'll just keep it that way unless you guys want me to have them change it to what we've actually received. But
no, that's fine.
This is how we've been doing it. All right. So moving on then, we have lines 8 and 11, which is standby fees, tax revenue, and property taxes. Right now we're at 0% and 11%, so really under budget right now, but we do receive most of those payments in January and May, so we'll be seeing some activity in that in the next few months. On line 15, we have interest incomes for investment accounts. That's for the California class and the LAFE account, mostly the California class. That's where we keep the bulk of our money to earn interest. We're at 48% just because of we've been putting as much money in there as we can and we've been having higher interest rates than we expected. Thank you. All right, moving on to expenses. Line 36, we have facilities, wells, tea, and the other. This is for the generator service contract expenses, site landscaping and maintenance, fluorinators, and SCADA. Year to date is at 73% because we had some work done on the almond ball and the burrito ball.
So usually that has to do with our annual maintenance programs. We do clay valve maintenance, we do well efficiency testing. We do have two tank inspections that are coming up. So that will be $6,700. So that account should close out at $24,848. So all the planned maintenance activities should be done.
Actually, tank maintenance is going to be under capital. Yeah.
Okay.
So that will be an effect.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just over budget due to the timing of when we do maintenance. For line 43, we have dues and subscriptions, which is only at 7%. That is because most of the annual dues that we pay are around April, so we'll see a lot of that later in the fiscal year. On line 45, we have printing and publications. We only budgeted $500 for that. We ended up using $807 this year, so we're at 161%. Most of that was due to advertising for the general manager position.
Oh my God.
So on 46, we have computer services, which is at 67%. That is because of some Microsoft 365 email management costs that we had to pay, some upfront costs that we had to pay for the Microsoft 365 apps, because we upgraded our computers and the old versions we were using weren't compatible with the new computers that we got. Any questions on this page before I move on?
No.
Next page, on line 51, we have financial audit, which is at 44%. That's because most of the audit work gets done in the first few months of the year. So we actually just paid the final bill for that. So next month, we'll see that should be totally closed out until we begin next year's audit. And that is all I was going to point out on this page. So on the very bottom line, we have the net income / loss. Right now it's showing that we have a net income of $171,814, but that is including receivable amounts that we haven't actually received yet, but we will receive, if that makes sense. Any other questions on this before we move on? All right, last page, capital detail. We actually do have some stuff going on in here. On line 3, we have replaced computer workstations. We had all of our computers replaced to newer ones because of what we had before were very old. That we paid $16,614, and there will be no more activity in that line. On line 7, we have the rate study, which should be coming to an end next month. Right now we're at 61%, and that was we have a contract with them, so that should not exceed the $33,300. And then on line 8, well 2, new facility building. That one did go slightly over because of the concrete. We didn't pay for the Edison service to get installed there, but we did pay for, what is it called, concrete driveway, I guess?
Yeah, all the concrete.
All the concrete around the building. So that one's just a little bit over, but there will be no more activity in that for this year. And that's all I got.
Okay.
Still looking good though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. That's what it is. You guys are happy.
And then yeah, tank maintenance is line 9, so that's what is going to be getting done.
Yeah, $6,700.
$6,700.
Last year was 48.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.
Yep. Well, why don't we adjourn to signing the rest of the checks then?
Yeah.